You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We talked on the show not long ago about how neither one of us are breakfast in bed kind of people. I think it's awkward, uncomfortable.
It's just silly. That little tray and then trying to balance everything on there. And you got the spill factor. And it's just
even
silly.
Even if the movies show it all the time and TV shows, and there's always a little vase on
the little
flower.
Single flower. Stupid. Right. Nobody's doing that.
Nobody does that.
Nobody.
So this caught our attention. There's a story that said 1 in 5 Americans don't mind having crumbs in their bed. It doesn't bother them at all. And a third of people admit they do definitely eat in bed. Late night snacks like cookies and chips and popcorn.
This is why you're overweight. Just saying.
This is part of your fat America.
This
that you
is
like
fat
to talk
America
about.
Right here. Stop doing that.
And a third of people say eating in bed could be a deal breaker when they start dating. That if that person is a night snacker in bed, then they might just
yeah. I'm not
going
to sleep if I'm listening to somebody crunch.
They might swipe left.
I can't even stand that if like I'm talking to my mom or something and she's eating some chips or something on the other end. I was like, just call me back when you're done chewing. I can't do it. I don't like the crumbs either. I mean, the crumbs everywhere down there by your feet and stuff. It's all scratchy and you just feel dirty. And I mean, I've dealt with this because I got small kiddos, you know, and I'll wander upstairs and they're laying in our bed watching something on TV and they're both eating like a granola bar or something.
Like, hey.
I'm like, hey, go downstairs with that stuff. Don't eat it in the bed. I actually went ahead and posted this as my Facebook question for the morning. And actually, if you want to kick things off this morning, if you're just now waking up and you want to try to make us laugh a little bit, text us the worst thing you could find in your bed sheets. 303-691-1649. Kick off our morning. Some of the answers that are coming in, Dom.
Crabs.
My neighbor. A chainsaw. A lot of dog puke. A lot of cat puke. Somebody said my taxes, and then the toilet brush appeared on there, too. You slide into bed, and you put your feet down there, and your toilet cleaning brush is down at the bottom, and you're like, yeah.
Listen, the winner is already the first one, the neighbor.
The neighbor, somebody said the UPS driver. Somebody said you, as in me. Okay, you're funny.
That's great.
You're funny. And then, yeah, Alicia was kind of commiserating. She says, the worst is when I crawl into bed and the kids have been watching TV in my room during the day and I find all their snack crumbs. Time for a lock on the door. Yeah,
true that.
I don't get it. I mean, there's the choking hazard, too, for me. I don't know.
Choking?
I can't lay there in bed and be eating something. I feel like I'd choke.
Really?
Uh-huh, really.
You are delicate. You can't lie down and eat?
No. I know you can stand on your head and still swallow, but there's something about, you know, laying in bed and I'm popping corn nuts in my mouth. You know, I'm like, can't do
corn
it.
Nuts.
Yeah, delicious.
And then, you know, on the other end of this whole story about people who don't mind crumbs in bed, that's crazy, are those people, they're probably the same people who don't change their sheets but once every year.
Yeah, filthy animals.
And there was some stat about the number of people who have never changed their sheets.
Yeah.
They have never
greasy
washed
sheets,
their
man.
Sheets. They just put them on when they buy them, and then they just always stay, and those people are out there.
And there's like a permanent stain, like where you lay, you know, it's like a darker color because all your skin and oil and...
I think when we talked about this once many years ago, somebody talked about how they were that person. And they would just buy new sheets, I think, once a year. I'm trying to recall because it's been so long. They would just buy new sheets once a year. They'd put them on, use them for a year, and then take them off, throw them away, and get another set of sheets instead of just washing them.
Just wash them. And they smell so good after you wash them. You get those fragrance pellets and put them in there. Oh, my God.
It's one of those things that we've always liked to point out on the show about the whole people are different. That when, you know, you're pulled up in an intersection, you look over at the car next to you, you have no idea what that person's life is like.
Right.
They could be the person who has never changed the sheets on their bed. And you don't know. And they're
just
happily driving next to you on the road.
In their dirty clothes, probably. Messages coming in. The worst thing you could find in your sheets. Luis said the cleaning lady. Hello. Horse's head. Okay, yeah, it's from the movie. A lot of snakes coming in. And then I like Danielle, who said toenail clippings. So gross. I have a story about fingernail and toenail clippings. I'll tell you really quick. I won't tell you who it's from, but somebody I know was rearranging. They're like an office manager, and they were rearranging cubicles and stuff for the office, for the big comeback, you know, for everybody to come back. And they're like rearranging cubicles, cleaning things out, and they opened the drawer of one of the cubicles, and he said it was full, like half full of toenail and fingernail clippings. So somebody that had been working there for years and years was clipping their nails over the drawer and saving all the clippings. That's a sickness.
That's that person.
He was like, they're not washing their sheets.
And you don't know that they do that. I wonder if you could, would those be used like...
I don't know. All I know is he said he pulled the drawer out and dumped the whole drawer in the trash. He's like,
I know, but I'm trying to figure out if there is scientifically a use for clippings. Like, for instance, Gretchen cuts my hair.
Yeah.
And then she always has me save when I sweep up the hair from getting my hair cut. She takes it out, way out around the perimeter of our property, and drops it because it helps to keep deer and stuff away from...
Oh.
From your garden.
I thought it
garden
like, kept ex-husbands away or something. I don't know.
Right.
Ex-boyfriends.
So I'm wondering if toenails and fingernails might be the same way.
I don't know. Sprinkle them in your garden. Let's see what happens.
That's, you know, watch. We're going to hear from somebody. We're going to get a text from somebody who will tell you what you can do with old fingernails and toenails.
I'm sure there's a use
Not
for them.
Not that I'm
somewhere.
Trying to defend this slob.
You mix them into your potato salad during your summer barbecues, I think.